Welcome to the Personal Improvement Now podcast, where we focus on personal growth and a better quality of life. For the next few months, our podcast episodes published on Fridays will include readings from Maestro Circe's ebook titled Self-Improvement Tips and Suggestions, In Search for a Better Quality of Life. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Welcome to the Personal Improvement Now podcast, where we share tips and suggestions for becoming better by overcoming obstacles limiting our success. In today's episode, we begin with Maestro Circe's ebook titled Self-Improvement Tips and Suggestions in Search for a Better Quality of Life. Today, we cover Chapter 2, The Power of Accountability, including subchapter Accountability versus Blame. A comparison. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 2, The Power of Accountability. Accountability versus Blame, a comparison. Accountability and blame, two concepts that may appear similar on the surface, yet hold vastly different implications for our personal growth and success. Like shimmering facets of the same gemstone, these notions seem to reflect and refract our experiences in unique and profound ways. As we delve deeper into their nuances, we uncover a world of insights that can unlock unprecedented opportunities and propel us towards a future brimming with possibility. At first glance, accountability and blame may seem like interchangeable terms, both evoking a sense of responsibility for our actions and their consequences. However, a closer examination reveals a subtle yet significant distinction. Accountability is a proactive stance, a willingness to own our decisions and their outcomes, whether they be triumph or tribulation. It is a powerful tool that empowers us to take control of our lives, learn from our mistakes, and cultivate growth. Blame, on the other hand, is a reactive response, a tendency to point fingers, shift the onus, and absolve ourselves of any culpability. As we compare these two concepts, we uncover a fundamental difference in their underlying motivations and their impact on our personal and professional journeys. Accountability is rooted in self-awareness, a deep recognition of our own agency and the capacity to shape our circumstances. It compels us to reflect, to seek understanding, and to embrace the lessons embedded in our experiences, both positive and negative. Blame, in contrast, is often fueled by ego, a desire to protect our fragile self-image and avoid the discomfort of confronting our own missteps. The implications of this distinction are profound. When we choose accountability, we unlock a world of possibilities. We become the architects of our own lives, empowered to make informed decisions, navigate challenges with resilience, and celebrate our successes with genuine pride. Accountability fosters an environment of growth where mistakes are viewed not as failures, but as opportunities to cultivate wisdom and enhance our abilities. In contrast, the path of blame leads us down a road of stagnation, where we become passive observers in our own lives, forever seeking external scapegoats to absolve us of responsibility. To further illustrate this comparison, consider the example of a missed deadline at work. The accountable individual would approach the situation by acknowledging their role in the delay, analyzing the factors that contributed to it, and proactively seeking solutions to ensure it does not happen again. They would own their part in the process, communicate openly with their team, and work to improve their time management and organizational skills. The individual who succumbs to blame, however, would likely point fingers at colleagues, cite extenuating circumstances, or make excuses to deflect responsibility. This reactive stance not only hinders personal growth, but can also damage professional relationships and undermine team cohesion. The choice between accountability and blame is not merely a semantic one. It is a fundamental decision that shapes the trajectory of our lives. When we choose accountability, we embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. We learn to navigate the complexities of life with grace, resilience, and a steadfast commitment to our own development. Blame, on the other hand, traps us in a cycle of victimhood, diminishing our agency and limiting our potential. In the end, the decision between accountability and blame is not a matter of right or wrong, but rather a reflection of our own values and the vision we hold for our lives. By embracing accountability, we cultivate a mindset of growth, optimism, and personal mastery. We become the captains of our own ships, steering confidently towards the horizon of our dreams. Blame, on the other hand, anchors us to the shores of mediocrity, where we forever lament the tides that have carried us away from our desired destinations. As you navigate the complexities of your life, I invite you to pause and reflect on the choices you make, the narratives you weave, and the paths you choose to follow. Dare to be the architect of your own destiny, to own your triumphs and your shortcomings with equal measure. For it is in this realm of accountability that the seeds of your greatest achievements and most profound transformations take root and flourish.
Thank you for being part of today's Personal Improvement Now podcast. As we work towards personal growth, we also contribute positively to our communities by inspiring those around us to pursue their own journeys of improvement. Ultimately, prioritizing personal development now lays the groundwork for a more resilient society, capable of overcoming future obstacles together. You are invited to visit our official website at www.seresea.space. We also have an inspirational YouTube channel with hundreds of motivational videos at www.bit.ly/personalimprovementnow.